welcome to this Sunday morning meeting podcast from Kingdom Faith Yorkshire. Today's message is by Paul Abel.
Obviously, I'm going to be extremely brief. You can see we had pretty good men's summit. It's interesting, isn't it, that the men gather and it enables such a fresh release. Last year in the men's conference in January, it was last year, I had quite a lot of prayer for a building. That was good then. This year, there's a lot of prayer for the building of the church, and that's certainly what's on God's heart. Last week, I was speaking to you from 2 Corinthians 5 verse 17, do you remember? Don't worry about looking it up, it's just a sense of resting in God's presence all the moment. I'm just going to touch on something from it. I was using the Truth version, so I'll read it from there. I only know it by heart from the NIV, that's where I tended to learn all my scriptures. But in the Truth, obviously says the same thing, just phrased slightly differently. I have been crucified together with Christ. The person I was no longer lives, but Christ lives in me. The life I live in the body, I live by faith in God's Son, who has loved me by giving himself for me. When I was singing earlier, prophetically, just seeing Jesus, the Lamb of God in heaven, as those scars in heaven, everything is perfect. Perhaps the scars are perfect in a way, but they came from that crucifixion. But here in this verse, Paul, who wrote this down, writes, I have been crucified with Christ. How is this relevant to everything that's just been happening? It's because there's a very real sense that when you say yes to Jesus, what you're actually saying is, I will allow myself to be crucified with him. You won't get the scars because he did that. You won't get the pain of the scourging and the pain of trying to breathe while suffocating on a cross. But nevertheless, you too are crucified with him. Why is that important? Why is that even relevant? Why do we even think about that? Well, it's actually vital to understand. It can seem a complete mystery, especially if you're not yet someone who knows Jesus. It can seem almost a nonsense. But actually, it's the very core of the truth that enables us to live in freedom. The next little phrase after that is, after I have been crucified with Christ, re-emphasizes what Paul has just said, really. It just says, the person I was no longer lives. Even as Christians, we forget this sometimes. That our self, that which didn't know God, died when we got saved. Why is that good news? Because it's that dead body that had all the problems, all the issues, all the sin, all the debt, all the sickness, all the illness, belonged to the former you. See, Jesus didn't stay dead. He rose again. And not only have you been crucified with Christ, but now you can live with him in this resurrection power. Death is kind of the ultimate, isn't it? Even if you're severely ill, you're still alive. But once death comes, that's it. Except that Jesus showed it wasn't. Because the Lord of creation overcame death on the cross. But when we say yes to Jesus, we do actually die. Why Christians get baptized. It's a funeral service, actually. It's a funeral service for the old self. There was a Baptist church, my church in Leicestershire, that we used to use, and the Baptist pall was right at the front of the church, and it looked just like a grave. It was oblong shaped, not square shaped, and it looked like a grave at the front of the church. It's also very cold, but that's another matter. At the top of the baptism grave, they'd thoughtfully installed grates around the edge to allow the air to vent through when it was damp. Of course, it also meant that when you were wet and in the pool, there was a cold whistling wind right across the top of the water. But when you came forward, particularly there, I think it was very graphic, actually, because it was in the floor. It wasn't raised up at all. And you literally walked down these small steps into the grave. And then whoever was doing the baptism would put you under the water. Because who knows, if we held you under the water, you would experience death completely. So we do. No. Why we don't seem to do that many? No. And then they bring you back up, which is symbolic. It's more than symbolic. It's something happens. You come up into that resurrection life of the new you. We haven't got the baptismal pool here yet, but we will have. It's going to be one that you can put up. Hopefully one we can put up in the centre, so that when we do it, it will be in the centre of all of us. Because if you do a baptism service, it should be the focus of the whole service, because it's the most important thing that can happen in anyone's life. You're physically demonstrating what God is doing spiritually. It's not that you have to be baptized to be saved, but it's a working out of your salvation. On last week was a man who had been very self-righteous, very self-assured, knew what he was doing was right, and he had this dramatic encounter with Jesus. As far as he was concerned, he was a good man, that he was doing the very thing God had called him to do, which was kill, persecute Christians. And then he has this encounter with Jesus that turns his life completely around. And so he knows the real reality of this. I have been crucified with Christ. I no longer live. The person I was no longer lives. But you see, when we get the revelation of this, we realize that what we have now is to reflect heaven. We don't struggle to be accepted, we just are. We've been made that way. We don't have to struggle to get healed Our body's supposed to walk in health. When doubt and worry and fear creep in, we remind ourselves that that's at the bottom of the grave. And if you've been baptized, you remember that that's where you left it, under the water, at the bottom of a pool. Now, I haven't got time to preach. But I must touch on that one thing here at the end. If this is the truth, why is it not apparent in all those who call themselves Christians? It's a very good question. The answer is, we don't believe it. I'm not condemning people or criticizing people. My heart goes out. It's the worst thing in the world to try and be a Christian and try and live a Christian life. It's despicable. I can only really live it if I know that I'm dead to the previous life and now Christ is living in me, which is the next phrase, which we're not doing this morning. You are a new creation. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old is gone. The new has come. It's Galatians 2:20. Oddly, I'm actually going to finish this and then give you some notices, and we will take up an offering. But oddly, I'm going to finish everything that's happened with a secular film clip. You think that's an odd thing to do? It's from a new film that's out in the cinemas at the moment called The Life of Pi. And here's a little clip from it. I don't even know if I'm going to say anything about it. I just know that the Holy Spirit's going to tie all this in with everything that we've been talking about and doing. And, you know, rather than someone spoon feed you, oh, this is what it could mean, see what you get from this clip. Because I love going to the cinema and hearing from God. Do you do that? It's amazing how you can hear from God watching films. Because people reflect God whether they know it or not. And you can see the truth hidden in so many films. Sometimes very well hidden. Now, this is a very, very tiny clip. But, yeah, see what you get out of it. Let me show that, Dan.
God, I give myself to you. I am your vessel. Whatever comes, I want to know. Show me.
It's God. As I say, it's a secular film. It's an earlier clip. That I like as well. Maybe I'll show it another time. When he's a boy, and he's at home in, I think they're in India, and he's into everything spiritual, this boy. I think he believes in three religions at this point. But so he's definitely a God seeker. And his father's very angry with him because I suppose he sees religion as rubbish. He tells him science has replaced it and you need to reason, listen to reason and understand reason. And the boy, being a boy, can't really explain why. And his father berates him for his superstitions and says that reason has the answer to everything. And his mother speaks up for the boy. His older brother's also teasing him. His mother also sticks up for the boy and says, your reason cannot answer everything that is in here of the heart. And so the father sort of berates the boy a little bit more about how he needs to give up on all this religious stuff, this believing in God stuff. And he says to him, so do you understand? Are you going to do that? And he says, yes. He says, good, I'm glad you understand that. And then the boy says to him, can I be baptized? He understood the reason that was being offered. But there was still something in him that said, there's more to life than reason. I like that clip.
Thank you for listening to this Kingdom Faith podcast. We trust it's been an encouragement to you. For more information and resources by Kingdom Faith and for our other audio and video podcasts, please visit kingdomfaith.com/Yorkshire.